Case Burrell versus the City of Mattoon. Mr. Aller.
May it please this honorable court and counsel, I'm Robert Aller for the appellant. I don't think we'll require a lot of your time today. We are not in dispute as to the salient legal authority. It's a question of whether or not there is sufficient factual matter to oppose summary judgment.
I have some problems in understanding certain things that occurred here. I guess basically my problem is I don't understand why he's lost everything. So if we assume that he was indeed terminated on April 30th and he was thereby prevented from serving out the remaining hours of his term, did he suffer any damages other than with respect to his pension? Was he not paid for his last day, for example?
No, I don't know. The record is empty on whether he was paid for the last day, but our contention is that hundreds of thousands of dollars of pension rights were lost because he had to have had standing as a city employee in order to convert that pension. And that's really the gist of the action.
Okay, once he was told by the incoming city council members that he wouldn't be reappointed, did he make any effort to buy his pension? In other words, did he go to the appropriate city official on April 30th or May 1st or whenever and say, I want to buy my pension?
Your Honor, that's not the way it happened. I don't think anybody's version is that way. The contention is that he had no information prior to being called into a meeting on April 30th with the incoming city council or the sitting city council or the usurping city council, as you would have it, and was then told, our contention, you're fired, you're out of here. He asked him the question, does that mean right now? Yes, it does. And the mayor came in and said, why did you fire him? Well, we fired him because thus and so. And then 6 months later, the ex-chief of police said, why did you fire him? We fired him. But the firing happened instantly with no lead time whatsoever, was on the spot, and there was no opportunity to have notice of this, to try to do anything about it. There was no opportunity after he was fired to have standing as the city clerk. Therefore,
I'm having such a terrible time because if he never made the effort to buy out his pension rights, why does it matter if he's terminated one day early?
Because he never knew that he needed to do that to begin with. He had every reason. To try to convert his pension, because he had every reason to believe he would be the ongoing city clerk until this meeting, and he says, on
well,
the spot,
then
he's fired.
But see, like on April 30th, he learns that he's not going to be the ongoing city clerk. Why didn't he go the next day and say, wait a minute, I've got hundreds of thousands in pension rights.
Because
what do we do about that?
Because he was fired. He was no longer a city employee and had no standing to ask. He did inquire, but was told he couldn't convert because he's no longer a city employee. He's fired.
Were those people that said he was fired in office at that time?
That's the good question. These people were, there's an entire overturn of the mayor and the entire council. This is a month earlier. Each of these people went privately to a swearing-in ceremony at the circuit clerk or county courthouse. They were sworn in, and are they de jure or are they de facto or are they usurping from that point? They met privately, they had meetings and decided personal questions of this kind, which is that at the end of the day, Burrell was not going to be the city clerk. They had the assistance of the city council, or the city attorney. He even billed the city for the time that he put in with them. And the question then is, were they or were they not official? Did Mattoon have two city councils on April 30th, or was it merely that they took under color of state law every action against Burrell and fired him on the spot, and he remained fired the next day when they confirmed it by appointing the person they intended to reappoint?
When did he first start thinking about his pension?
he had thought about his pension for some time, but had no reason to believe it was an imminent issue.
Okay, when does he say, what about my pension?
He doesn't.
Ever.
In this record, there's none of that. The record's empty on that point.
If he never made the effort to buy out his pension rights, what does it matter that he may have been terminated one day early? Well, I mean, like, what if they'd waited until May 1st to inform him that he wouldn't be reappointed? How would that have mattered in terms of his ability to secure his pension rights? He would have been in the same position that he was on April 30th, wouldn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I mean, even if on that day you are not going to be reappointed, a quick phone call does what he needs to do. I'm still the city clerk. All he has to do is call the pension people and say, I'm hereby moving to do this. But if you're fired on the spot, you can't do that. You're done.
You never get your pension?
Didn't get this one. It's a conversion pension involving some military rights and other things that are involved in this.
Mr. Oler, I'm totally at sea here.
Well, Your Honor, I think that the point of what the damages would be after the question of whether or not we're permitted to go to trial is quite another question. I don't think this record ever got to that point because we're SJ'd out on the question of whether or not there was any evidence that he was fired on the 30th. And from that standpoint, I wish the record were fuller myself. But the only thing I can tell you is Judge Baker, in his earlier opinion, had said that it is a fact question, I quote the opinion, one might conclude that Burrell was forced from his position one day before his term expired. Burrell had a legitimate claim of entitlement to the remaining hours of his unexpired term. Whether he walked away from that entitlement or was forced out is a factual inquiry. In the face of that August 15th order, Judge Baker then finds that there's no disputed question of fact, but that he was merely told on April 30th, you won't be retained. We're going to go in a different direction. That's the version that the city has. The version we have is he was told, you're fired, you're out of here on the spot, and that
is
confirmed.
How are they empowered to do that?
That's a good question. If you've taken the oath and you said you're the city council and you have...
They weren't paid for that day, were they?
I don't know. But would that matter? If it's under color of state law, we cite a case, I think it's the Yow case, that even with the assistance of the city attorney being an element in this, that it can be under color of state law. I don't think they have to be de jure in order for this to be a civil rights violation.
You mean any time between the election and the actual swearing in, they can become the acting government of the city of Mattoon?
It seems strange, but that's one possibility. The other is that they acted like the government and usurped it, and we had a miniature cabal of types in Coles County, and that acting under the color of the state law, borrowing the authority of the city, they fired him. They confirmed it the next day when they were de-jure by anybody's calculation.
Was Judge Baker correct in saying the mayor's term and Burrell's term expired on April 30th?
No, he said May 1st.
Yours says April 30th.
I think everybody's version is that it's coextensive with the expiration of the mayor's
I'm just reading from Judge Baker's order of 21 June 2002, and he said the mayor's term and Burrell's term expired on April 30th, 2001. At best, Burrell had a unilateral expectation of reappointment.
Well, by the time the final order was entered, I can't quote to you from it, but I'm sure everybody concedes that
this was part of your brief.
That's correct. And it's an earlier order that the judge had entered on the pleadings.
Who tells him he cannot have his pension whenever it is that he asks? Who says to him, because you were fired on April 30th, you don't get your pension?
It's a state pension organization of some type. We never got to that in the record, so I can't tell you from the record. It's our contention, however, that it's undisputed that he did have pension rights that he could have converted for the purposes of this appeal. It's not even disputed by the other side.
Okay. Why is it he should? Is there any reason that he has reasonable expectation of continuing on?
Yes, there was a draft of motion to reappoint, but there was another draft of another motion to hire his assistant. And he only knew of the one and not of the other. All the rest of it was going on in these private meetings conducted by the incoming council. He was ambushed on the 30th of April. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Moore.
Good morning. Please, the court, I think that my starting point here is to try to respond to some of your questions. First of all, excuse me, Mr. Burrell didn't have any right to expect that he would be continued as city clerk. It's clear under Illinois Municipal Code that Mr. Burrell serves as city clerk at the pleasure of the appointment, by the appointment of the mayor with the advice and consent of the council. It's further clear that his, being Mr. Burrell as city clerk, his appointment is coterminous with the mayor. The mayor's term of office ended May 1st, 2001.
Well, that's what I might think. Judge Baker in his 21st June 202 order says April 30th.
He was incorrect to that extent. There is a city ordinance that specifically spells out that the new council takes its office at the first meeting, regular or special, in May following the election. So in this case, that was May 1st, 2001. Did he have an expectation in office? Absolutely not. And in fact, the defendants, the incoming council and mayor, didn't have to give him a reason. They would not be retained. The only thing that they had to do was appoint another individual, which is what they eventually chose to do on the night of May 1st. Now, Justice Rodner, in answer to your question, if they had not told Mr. Burrell anything, and they had just gone to their meeting on May 1st, and they passed a resolution appointing another individual as city clerk, and Mr. Burrell had done nothing about his pension, he would still have not been a city employee or an officer at that point. He would have, in that instance, assuming that he had done nothing, he would have been gone.
Yeah, but here's what I can't get. Here's a man who's worked there. He's got a pension.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired by some group that is or is not actually legally, permitted to be the group running the city. And his pension disappears into thin air. What's that? All those years of working for naught?
As Mr. Eiler mentioned to you, and I will agree that Mr. Burrell had to take some action with respect to his pension. The fact is, the record isn't clear if he had taken anything. But in any event, he had to take some affirmative action with it. But I think that's a damaged matter.
No, but I mean, at that moment, he has to say, I need, what about my pension? At that second, or else it goes down the drain?
The record isn't developed to that point.
Do you think this case needs to be sent back to develop a record?
No, I do not, because you're talking, Judge, you're talking about a damage issue as opposed to the whether or not there is a claim stated here.
Is this the Wild West, where these people just come in and say, I'm now the new government, even though your term isn't over?
They absolutely did not take the position that they were the new government. Taking office really involves two acts. The first is an oath of office, which, and I agree with Mr. Aller, that had been done a few days in advance of the time that they were to take office. And there is no specific state law or no restriction on when that can occur. They took the oath of office. It was administered by a county circuit judge.
I know, but you can take the oath of office but not be permitted to serve until someone else's term is over.
That's exactly right, and they did not do that and they followed the city of Mattoon's ordinance, which spelled out when they took office.
So then why are they doing official acts like firing people if they're not officially...
Excuse me.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I interrupted you. Excuse me. What they had a meeting, to go back into the facts, they had a meeting with Mr. Burrell on April 30th in advance of the May 1st meeting to tell him that he would not be reappointed the next evening. Mr. Aller mentioned in his argument a moment ago that Mr. Burrell, he didn't say it this way. He said that a motion or a resolution had been prepared to provide for the reappointment of Mr. Burrell. The fact is, Mr. Burrell he prepared that himself. He had no expectation of continuing in office, but the city council, the incoming city council, who had not taken their offices, told him, they gave him advance warning so that he would know he was not going to be reappointed the next evening. Now, they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, Mr. Ross, is this a question of a lost pension, or is this just interrupted? I mean, do we have a situation where he just has to tack on other service? I mean, is this interrupted? I mean, I don't know the answer. Maybe Mr. Aller will be able to tell us when he gets up. I mean, what are we speaking here? I mean, is it just packaging service in either federal or state government to satisfy some overall pension plan? Is that what we're talking about?
Sir, I can't really answer your question because the record hasn't been developed at all. Mm-hmm. The only thing that has occurred, there is an allegation, not evidence, there's an allegation in the complaint about his pension rights.
Well, he either got them or he didn't.
Well, how long-term employee was he of the city?
He was appointed as city clerk of the city of Mattoon in July of 1994. He was reappointed in May 6th, specifically of 1997. He had a 4-year term that ran coterminous with the mayor. He had to be reappointed.
No, I appreciate it. So okay. We're speaking about somebody who had a 4-year term?
He was in office 7 years.
7 years?
Roughly 7 years. But the problem we get into here is that Mr. Burrell is trying to allege a 1983 violation.
I understand.
So he's got to have a guaranteed right. It's got to be a deprivation of a right that occurred because of something that happened under color of law.
Are you aware of whether or not he tried to buy out his pension rights?
I am not.
Are you aware of when he requested his pension rights?
I am not. I don't know that he ever did. When after the meeting, he left the room and never worked again for the city. I don't know.
Do we have anything in the record indicates he can buy out his pension rights, that he has sufficient time?
No, we do not.
Right.
The record really doesn't speak to the pension rights, Judge.
Well, he was told he should leave right now, correct?
That is a dispute. There is.
Well, if there's a dispute, how in God's name do we have summary judgment here?
Because what you get into is that his interpretation of his facts, it is a complaint that he has made, an allegation that he has made. There's contradictory testimony on whether or not that was told, whether he was told that. He was told he would not be reappointed.
It was a heated
moment.
Did he fail to cite his own testimony to the district court?
Did he fail what, ma'am?
To cite his own testimony to the district court?
There is some part of his testimony. That is correct. There is part of his testimony is in the record in this court.
So he did cite his testimony?
In this court.
And did he do it to the district court?
That's correct.
So we've got a disputed fact in issue here, don't we? In other words, whether he should leave right now and...
But in any event, you do not have the color of law that is required for the basis for a 1983...
Reasonable expectation of continued employment is what you're saying.
He did not have that. But in addition, sir, even if you assume there was a firing, which we of course deny, the council, the group that he was talking with that day was not the council. They were private citizens until the point that they became council members, which was the next night.
But the issue of fact, which Judge Rovner has pointed out, was not material to the rationale the judge used to dispose of the case.
That's correct. Thank you.
Mr. Allen? Thank you, Mr. Moore.
May it please the court, it does sound a little bit like Deadwood, last Sunday's version at any rate. As far as the question, as the city clerk, he drafts his own reappointment motion. He walks in on the 30th of April. Our contention is he was told, you're done, you're gone. It's confirmed by the mayor who walks in seconds later, and it's all in the past tense. Why did you fire Bill Burrell? Because we all agreed. No.
Well, it's the day before the new term starts. Aren't they saying to him, you're not going to start tomorrow with the rest of us?
You could certainly find that, but you could also find the opposite, and that's why summary judgment.
Well, if you alleged that he wasn't paid, as my sister asked, I think, for that day?
Record's empty. We don't know.
Well,
But, Your Honor, in terms of his status, whether or not he got paid or not would be a claim he
could
make.
Well, he knows he's a city official of some note. He knows they are not the mayor and the city council when they're talking to him. Right?
I don't think that's so.
Well, he believes that they're empowered the day before they become the government of Mattoon to do that.
Yeah, since they've held up their hand and had the oath administered.
He knew that.
And he's meeting in the.
He knew that they had taken this earlier.
Yes,
oath.
He did. And they're meeting in the city council chambers to boot. At the on the edge of, and of course we do contend that the factual difference in fired and being told in advance is the
interesting transition.
Yes,
Mr. Aller, is this a state pension that he's?
There's a military aspect to it. Now it's a conversion into a state pension,
right?
And that's how he would have then qualified. But he has to be an employee on the instant that he asks for the conversion.
Yeah, but if he became an employee of the city of Mattoon a month later, in a different capacity.
Well, he wouldn't have had the city clerk status. He would have had some incoming.
No, I'd appreciate it, but the pension, he's still eligible to be in some pension plan, isn't it? I mean, it's not contingent upon his lifetime employment as a city clerk of Mattoon.
This conversion part of the pension, I believe, is, yes.
He could, if he became the mayor, he could, or a councilman, he couldn't have.
Judge, I don't know how Mattoon operates. So
no, no, but I think
one,
this is an issue. It seems to me that's governed by a plan that's broader than Mattoon. I'm not.
I would think so, but the thinking doesn't make it so in the record of this case. But what happens? How is he going to get hired with the city council universally saying we don't want you?
Well, I did. Just took it as a hypothetical to see whether there was some kind of tacking that goes on here, just as the military service is counted. I mean, if he were in another municipality within the state system, I'm just...
It's our contention that he can't do it now because he's not an employee.
No, I understand that now, but I'm just trying to get some sense that maybe it's not...
I believe that's what it is, though. I think you're on the right track.
All right. Well, thanks, Charlie.
We urge you to reverse.
Okay. We appreciate your position, and the case is taken under advisement, and the court will stand in recess.